The Justice Department now says 608 foreigners are being held in U.S. prisons as part of the probe into the September 11th attacks. 55 of these face criminal charges. The rest are held for possible immigration violations. Officials won't say much more than that. But yesterday, a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing raised questions about the detainees and judicial procedures. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
At the very same time the Judiciary Committee hearing was underway, President Bush was assuring a Florida town hall meeting that the foreigners under detention are being treated fairly.
All of them in America are entitled to a lawyer. All of them in America are entitled to make phone calls. We're the freest society in the world.
And Assistant Attorney General Via Dinh gave similar assurances to the Senate panel.
We are very mindful that we will not sacrifice these values of freedom and liberty and the institutions that safeguard this freedom. At the same time, however, America is asking us to deliver to her people a different kind of freedom, freedom from fear.
But freedom from fear was not what an immigrant from Yemen named Ali al-Maktari experienced when he was arrested 4 days after the September 11th attacks. Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold, who chaired yesterday's hearing, presented al-Maktari to the panel.
Mr. al-Maktari arrived at Fort Campbell, Kentucky to drop off his wife, American Tiffany Hughes, who was reporting to active duty with the U.S. Army. He was ordered out of his car, questioned, and then detained by the INS for 2 months.
Al-Maktari, who was released last month on bond, described his ordeal.
I was kept in a segregated unit in jail with convicted criminals. I was treated as a guilty man by prison guards and immigration officers, yet the INS and FBI had no evidence against me.
Al-Maktari was allowed to make only one 15-minute telephone call a week. His lawyer, Michael Boyle, told the panel Al-Maktari's detention was hardly due process.
He was arrested with an invalid warrant. He wasn't given any rights to counsel. And in virtually every other case we've heard, it's been the same. No warnings, no right to counsel. People are discouraged from getting attorneys. They're told they'll get out quicker or their case will be resolved quicker if they don't.
And San Antonio lawyer Gerald Goldstein told the panel that a week went by before he was able to speak with his client, Saudi Arabian radiologist Al-Badr Al-Hazmi, who was detained and held incommunicado September 12th.
For 4 days, we attempted to locate our client through letters and telephone calls to INS agents, to the supervisor, to attorneys with the litigation section, to the Department of Justice, to the assistant assigned to the case, to no avail.
Al-Hazmi was released 12 days after being arrested with no pending charges against him. But the Justice Department, citing concerns over the privacy and security of those still detained, has not released their names nor places of detention. American Civil Liberties Union President Nadine Strossen told the committee there's no evidence those prisoners are being treated correctly.
We're just getting assertions to that effect. The major reason why we have been asking for information repeatedly is precisely so that we can verify that the legal rights have been complied with.
Attorney General John Ashcroft is certain to be asked about the foreigners under detention when he testifies tomorrow before the Judiciary Committee. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.